sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move with Becky Ivins. I am your host, Becky Ivins, and you are listening to Real Estate 101, basically. And my guest today is Brad Russell with State Farm.
Good
morning, Brad.
Glad to be here.
Brad with State Farm, and yes, he is wearing khakis, right? Brad Russell, you took over the Ken Witt Agency when Ken retired.
I sure did. He had a long, successful career. He's just been fantastic to our organization, and it's a pleasure getting to serve all of his current customers, the majority of them anyway. There's some that were split up. He had such a large book of business, but it's been fun.
Well, and I am learning that you know a lot about insurance, which is my requirement.
So absolutely.
I actually shop more than rates. I want to be sure that you know that I'm covered.
Absolutely.
That for everything.
That kind of fits into the State Farm philosophy. I mean, we're not going to be the least expensive product out there all the time. Now, many times we can be, but we offer a value that is pretty much unmatched in the industry, because we consider protection of our customers from any type of risk, like you, is more important than anything. But we'll work with the customers. We'll make it fit into their budget.
Okay. Well, we are going to talk about homeowners insurance and how that fits into the mortgage to start with.
Okay.
Because when you buy a house or when you own a house, you need insurance on it.
Absolutely.
So we're going to go straight to it is time for our Mortgage Minute with Dean Riddell. Good morning, Dean.
Morning, Becky. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great today. How about you?
So far, so good.
Okay. Well, we're talking with Brad Russell, Brad Russell State Farm.
Hello, Brad.
And how are you?
I'm doing well.
And we're talking about homeowners insurance and what are the requirements when you buy a house? What kind of insurance do you have to have? Because I know it's different for investment property than it is homeowners.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So let's talk about just homeowners to start with. What does a mortgage company require that an applicant, a borrower, get in homeowners insurance?
You know, the key thing is our focus is to cover the indebtedness. And Becky, it seems, and Brad knows this too, that most of the questions that pop up is, you know, I'm purchasing the home for X and I'm putting 20% down. You know, why is the insurance cover me or requiring or coverage up to $40,000 higher than what I'm paying for the home? You know, those are some of the obstacles. But from a requirement standpoint, our focus is indebtedness, which is that remaining unpaid balance on the loan.
So if you buy a $200,000 house and you do put 20% down, you got a $160,000 mortgage.
Right.
So from the mortgage company's point of view, you need coverage. Your insurance policy needs to be at least $160,000 in coverage.
Exactly.
Okay. But then what happens if that house burns down to the ground, or which is more likely that it blows away in a tornado? What happens, Brad, to the $40,000 that these good people put down on their loan?
That's a great question. Actually, we have a replacement tool that we use within State Farm, and when we plug in the numbers and look at the value of the home, based on what their mortgage may be or whatever it comes up on the Oklahoma assessor site, we can look at the market value there. We run the tool based on the size of the house, whether it's a standard rated house or whether it's a custom house. That could range huge. Once we get that value down through our tool, it's just like he was talking about earlier. It may be much less than what much more than what the house that they bought it for.
Wouldn't be unusual to have to buy to have a standard insurance policy be $240,000.
Absolutely not. Correct. It's very reasonable. That's generally what happens. What we do, we don't just look at today in there. We're going to protect that customer on out, and we're looking always ahead. So if that house blows away, like you said, with a tornado, which is likely in Oklahoma, we're going to be able to replace it brand new. I don't care if you have marble floors or if you have chandeliers. We will make sure that we replace that with absolutely everything that you have there. That's why we estimated at 100% replacement cost. Now, we can go down if the customer requests it to 80%. They'll still get the same replacement cost. Okay, they're not going to go on ACV, which is kind of a different system to where you don't get it depreciates.
Actual cash value.
Yeah,
ACV
right.
is
right.
actual cash value.
Yes, ma'am.
So if I bought a house for $200,000 mm-hmm. and the replacement cost ended up being estimated, if it burned down, to rebuild that's going to cost $240,000.
Right.
I can buy my insurance for $200,000
sure
if I choose
can.
To.
Sure you can. And you'd be okay. It'd still be a replacement cost. But if you buy it at 100% of the tool that we use, that may put it up at that $240,000.
Right.
We're going to replace your entire house, but you also have an increased dwelling on there. On a $200,000 house, it'd probably be $50,000 or $60,000 extra in case you need it. Then dwelling extensions is included on every policy, too.
What's a dwelling extension?
That could be anything from outbuildings. It could be a fence, for example, that if it's connected into the house. But it's mainly outbuildings like storage sheds, workshops, things of that
nature. How about
nature.
An outdoor kitchen?
Outdoor kitchens are covered. It depends on which one they are, though. So if it is detached from the home, for example, it would still be covered, but not by the homeowners. It would be an endorsement that you have to put on, which would be the part of the extensions. You get a certain amount of extension on your home.
It's usually about 10%, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's about 10%. But if the outdoor kitchen, I've seen some very nice ones here in Oklahoma, and if it's built into the home and it's not a separated by space,
right.
then the homeowners will cover that.
So if you have a swimming pool, and behind that swimming pool you've got an outdoor
clubhouse.
Kitchen
sure.
type thing under a pergola or something, that's a detached.
Yes, that
so
is.
So that would be under your separate...
An extension, a dwelling extension, and that we do offer up the, well, it's about 10% of your mortgage.
10%
not
of
your
the
mortgage,
policy
of the policy
amount.
Right.
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 So how can someone get their homeowner's insurance cost down other than just taking a lesser, what's it called, insured value?
Right.
But how about deductibles?
Deductibles, you can pretty much select what you would like. Now, they start at half a percent, right? Half a percent. You can go all the way up. I've seen some people that would like to have it up to a 5% deductible. That's not for everyone because that's a lot of money for you to be able to pay.
So for a $200,000 house, the 5% is $10,000.
Right. Right.
Dean, would a mortgage company allow you to do that?
No, not in all cases. Becky, some of that gets into the investor. When I say that, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, if it's a conventional loan that we're doing. But, basically, you 2% is typically what they love the peak to be. There are moments, depending upon value, depending upon down payment, where a 5% deductible is okay. But I think what Brad's saying is accurate. But you get into the government loans, Becky, and some of that gets tighter, as you know, where you won't see a 5% deductible. And it doesn't really fit the profile of that borrower anyway. But a 5% deductible on a government loan is not apt to be an option.
Yeah, right. I would say the majority of all of ours are either a half a percent up to 2%.
Correct.
But there is that option in certain cases with mortgage.
Right. But to qualify for a mortgage, if you've not put very much down on your house, say
right.
you put 3.5% or you put 5%
right.
or even 10% mm-hmm. down, that mortgage underwriter is going to require that you have adequate coverage
right.
Without coming out of pocket 5% of the cost of the house. Is that right, Dean?
Yes, exactly.
Dean, you are my go-to guy for our for anything mortgage. I appreciate you. It is Dean Riddell with SWBC Mortgage, whose number is
196-895.
And you can contact Dean, by the way. You can contact him this morning. 858-7770. Again, it's 858-7770. And we'll return right after this break with more facts and figures from Brad Russell from State Farm. Welcome back. This is Becky Ivins that you are listening to on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. And my guest today is Brad Russell, State Farm Insurance. And I'm going to give you Brad's number, because if you have a separate question and don't want to call in to the show today, you can just call him at 947-2812. And if you want to call into the show to ask a question, it is 405-840-1000 to ask your homeowner's insurance question. Speaking of homeowners, Brad, what is the main difference in homeowners and renters insurance?
Well, besides cost, renters insurance, you're only covering basically your personal belongings inside the house. You're not having to pay for the dwelling itself, because that's on the responsibility of the landlord or the owner of the house. So it's much less expensive. But it is important, too, because you don't want anything lost or stolen. If a fire occurs, you want your personal property covered. And that's what renters will do. And it's very, very reasonable and inexpensive. Excuse me.
Is the deductible a little bit different?
Yes, you can get a deductible that's it's all on a dollar-based. It's not a percentage-base on a renter's policy. So, you know, I've seen deductibles at $250, $100, all the way up to $500, $2,000. It's just how much you want to insure and how much you want the premium to come down, because the higher the deductible, the less the premium for the product.
Right, so. Right. So, and I know a lot of people that rent that don't think it's important to have renter's insurance.
Yeah, unfortunately, but we do sell a lot of them now, to be honest with you. It's very important, because even though you're renting, you've got a lot of heirlooms, you've got things within that house or that apartment that may not be financially worth a lot of money to you, but they're emotionally worth a lot. That needs to be covered as well. People don't keep that in mind, but it's a great policy to have.
And probably don't do sentimental value.
No,
on
we
the
don't.
Belongings.
No, but you know what I'm saying? It's there's a lot of things inside there that.
Well, and just the dollar value. I mean,
absolutely.
Your clothes, you look in your closet, and even if you're going, okay, well, each one of these hangers is worth $40 or $400, depending on what your budget is on clothes.
Yep.
That's a lot of money.
Well, and people don't realize it's not clothes, it's not just furniture, it's everything, including food and other cleaning items that add, all of it adds up. And that's, and a home is the same way. People, the interior contents of a home, we at State Farm estimated at 75% of the dwelling cost. And a lot of people may say, well, that's a lot of money. I don't think I have that much furniture. Well, it's really, if you take that house and turn it upside down and shake it, everything that comes out is what you're covering.
Right.
In a home. And that can be 75.
I would dare say my stuff inside is probably worth 3/4 of the house value.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Most people are, but they
don't think about it so much. But, I mean, I think about, well, what does one pan cost that I cook in?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's right. And it includes everything in your freezer. I mean, I've got a freezer in my garage that we store half a beef in every year. That can be a lot of money, and with everything else, if a freezer goes out, you know.
The part that kind of worries me a little bit more than anything, though, is the liability coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about liability.
Yes.
In the second part of our show. But right now, let's take a caller who's called in. It's Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Doing great. You have a question for Brad or for me?
Yes, I do. It's actually for Mr. Russell over there. I got a question. If I've got a swimming pool in my backyard, would it cost me more to insure my home with it than without?
Boy, that's a good question.
That is. That's a real good question. I'm glad you asked that, Chris. Really, it's more, it determines whether or not you're looking at it from a liability. And it is a large liability because most people that buy a new home, for example, the mortgage company will have to, they want you to have carry so much liability on that house. And some of that is because of the pool as well. But, and they also require fencing around the pool. Most people that have a pool, they do get a little bit higher out of their choice. They want higher liability coverage in case an accident occurs, and we see it every summer in somebody's pool. So it's very important that that liability coverage at least will make you sleep well at night knowing that you've got the coverage in case an accident in the pool.
What is standard liability coverage on a homeowner's policy nowadays?
It could be any. It's based on the value of the home.
Let's just use our $200,000
house. $200,000
house,
you can get liability for...
liability coverage is like, is it like $100,000?
Oh, most people will at least do $100,000. You can have a what we call a personal umbrella policy that is a product that you purchase yearly. And it's very reasonable, and that will give you $1 million of liability that covers your home, but it also covers your automobiles. If you have motorcycles, it covers them. But you have to have certain limits, like on your automobiles, $250,000, $500,000, and $100,000. If you've got that liability coverage on it, you can add a personal umbrella for $1 million, and that is pretty much going to keep you safe no matter whether it's your home liability or if you hurt somebody and injured them in an accident.
Okay, Chris, I don't think we answered your question. Does it cost more for insurance to insure a house with a pool?
It doesn't cost any more to insure a home with a pool.
But it's wise.
You will probably pay a little bit more if you're wise to make sure that you have the liability in case that happens. That's up to the customer.
Okay.
Right.
And what the standard liability on a typical State Farm homeowner's policy?
Most people do anywhere from $100,000 to $300,000.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, I would say if you have a pool, you probably need more than that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, if you have $100,000 on your home liability, if you have a pool, I would probably bump that up to $300,000 just to be safe.
Okay. And the umbrella policies really are not very expensive.
No, they're not. And, okay. And it's very much worth it, too.
Okay.
I've got a lot of examples of why you need one.
Okay. So it's not going to cost you any more, but if you're a wise person, Chris, you will elect to choose a little bit more liability coverage.
Right.
And liability coverage doesn't really cost that much more by the year. It's just, it's going to run you $2 or $3, $4 a month probably to increase a little bit of liability coverage on there. So that would be good.
Always check with your mortgage company, too, if you're buying a home that has a pool in it, because they may require certain limits.
Okay. And then how about a trampoline? Does that cost more?
No, it doesn't cost any more to insure the house. But once again, that is a liability that you need to be concerned about.
It's kind of like if you have a Doberman dog that
you know
is mean and likes to bite people, you probably need to buy extra liability coverage.
Yeah,
right?
That's an endorsement that you can put on.
Okay. that's a good thing. Did we answer your question, Chris?
Yes, and I was going to ask that about the trampoline, if that was kind of the same situation.
Okay. Well, and trampolines are a temporary structure in most cases. You rarely see a permanent trampoline installed.
That's right.
But evidently, it doesn't cost you any more, except in worry if you don't buy that extra liability coverage.
That's right.
So thank you for your question, Chris. And we're going to return with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move right after this news break on News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company, where you can call me every day, 722-3232. It's 722-3232.
Mama, come on, baby, tell me what's the word. I
is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to help you select the right product to put on the top of your house to protect it from the weather. And you can trust them to uncover the bad stuff under there and repair it as well, and to handle your insurance claim. Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. And our word of the day today is
liability. Liability.
Liability. Right. Brad Russell from State Farm is telling us it's liability. Well, we've been talking about insurance, right, and liability, right? And liability is basically a part of the general insurance system that protects you against risk, mm-hmm, of law.
Right. Lawsuits, basically.
Lawsuits. So it's protection for the purchaser,
right,
the owner of the insurance company, against risk of liability imposed by lawsuits or similar claims. So it protects the insured,
exactly,
in the event that he's sued for claims that are covered under the insurance policy.
That's exactly right.
What are some of those things? I could tell you some wild ones.
It could be, Becky, we've seen a lot over the years in insurance, of course, but a lot of liability cases could be when we have ice and your kids may have friends over playing. If one of them slips and falls and hits their head on the concrete, you could actually be liable for taking care of that patient until they're well and all their medical expenses. So that is I've seen them very significant, and I've seen them to where, you know, they're smaller, but you need the protection that's going to keep you from having a suit that could possibly cause you to lose your home.
Right. Well, I mean, like an icicle falling on somebody.
Oh, absolutely.
Off your roof.
Right. We've seen ice come off of roofs and hit cars and people that are walking up to the door. You just never know. And there's not a policy on a homeowner's policy that we offer that doesn't have liability. And we really talk to everyone about that, the importance of it.
Well, and liability insurance, I learned early on, does not cover acts of God.
Right.
And
right.
Icing on a tree that falls on your car, would that be an act of God, do you think?
Yeah, that probably would. It'd probably go under your comprehensive, though, the coverage,
okay,
not your liability coverage.
Oh.
Now, if somebody was hurt, then it would definitely go under the liability part because they were on your property, right?
Right, right. So, well, there's a lot about it.
There is, and it's extremely important to have.
So, on the liability coverage on a house,
mm-hmm.
Okay, like if my dog were to bite somebody,
right,
is that covered under liability on
Absolutely.
My house policy?
Absolutely, it's under liability, and you can be covered even if that dog is next door and two houses down and in the neighbors and bites your neighbor. That would still be covered under your liability policy. The biggest thing that we see would be like, you know, we were talking about earlier, is swimming pools, things of that nature. Or we've even had instances where someone might have a car that they don't use that's parked out to the side of the house. And if a child in the summertime comes around and jumps in it and locks himself in, that could be very, very serious liability coverage. It's a rarity, but we see all kinds. But you really need to focus a lot when you're buying a home to get the proper liability coverage to make sure that you're protected.
And there's standard. I mean, you don't have to, like, choose all these separately.
There's
a standard homeowners. Is it called an HO5 still?
Yes. Yes, it is. And there is a standard policy that we – it doesn't matter what insurance company it is, but with State Farm, when we write a policy – it's going to pre-populate kind of at a mid-level liability, but we can adjust it, we can move it up, we can move it down based on the customer needs and desires.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So that's one of the things that is going to determine your payment is how much liability you have.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. What are some of the things you need to think about when buying a house that would cause your homeowner's insurance to be high? Like when you buy a car,
mm-hmm.
and if I decide to buy a little Corvette,
mm-hmm.
that insurance is going to cost me more than if I bought, a Honda.
Right.
Probably a Honda sedan.
Right.
But on houses, what influences the...
A lot of it is the structure of the house and how old the home is, too.
The age matters, doesn't it?
It really does, because they've made so much they've prospered a lot as far as the way they build homes. We know that. With the materials that they use, there's wood that some use that are fire resistant. The old wood dries out and it gets much more flammable in an older home. So, yeah, your homes, unfortunately, that are older sometimes can be more expensive to cover with insurance than a home that's brand new. And they could be the same size.
Right. Is it about 8 years still about the first 8 years or so that you own a home since it's been built?
Right.
That it ends up being a little bit cheaper for the first 6 or 8 years, and then it's kind of a standard rate?
Yes, it is. It's that first eight. We've even seen it at 10 years. It's pretty reasonable and usually doesn't go up or change much. But when those homes, for example, if we're insuring one that was built in 1960, hadn't had a whole lot of remodeling to it, it could get as high as a brand new home, the same size, maybe more expensive than that brand new home.
Yeah, my experience is it's cost more to do an older home.
Right, it does, absolutely.
To replace it, it sure would cost more to do a newer home, though, because they've got higher ceilings typically.
Yeah, and they've got higher ceilings. The technology is so much greater in these newer homes too.
The cabinetry, we put a lot more cabinetry in homes now than we used to.
A lot more marble. I mean, I don't know about you, but I grew up, we had like Formica everywhere in my little home.
Sure.
You know, when I was a kid. But now marble is kind of a standard product.
Right.
Or granite.
Right.
And we have to estimate what that cost is going to be 5 years from now when we insure a home.
Yeah. So if you buy, something comes to mind like a flat roof house.
Mm-hmm.
Does it cost more to insure a flat roof house?
It might possibly cost a little bit more because it is higher risk, because the flat roof can have potentially more claims with water relative to that. They're not as sloped, and they're higher risk, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
On that. But
they're really not even flat. Most of them have about a 2-degree pitch mm-hmm. on them, don't they?
They do. I'm not a construction guy, but They can be a little bit higher risk, but generally it's not enough to where it's going to discourage somebody from going ahead.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So I am curious. Well, I'm going to have to be curious after the break because we're out of time.
Okay.
I'll stay curious until right after this break, but stay tuned for our smoking hot deals. When we come back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company. I often get the question as to why don't you give out your phone number more? I just don't think to do it, but here it is. Are you ready? It's 722-3232. If you're kind of wondering if you should sell your house, just give me a call. I can make a visit to your property. I do that many times a week and can just help you. It's hard to decide whether or not you're going to move if you don't know what your house is worth, what you can net out of your property, and a real number based on data and experience rather than just what you want, because we all want more than we're going to get. So do give me a call, 722-3232. You can always find our smoking hot deals along with a direct link into our multi-list by going to BeckyIvins.com. We do have a new website. So if you find a mistake on our website, I will give you a free lunch certificate from Casa Perico.
I'm going to write that down, Becky.
Okay, because I want it proofread to the max. I want it to be perfect. And anytime you get a new website, it is far from perfect for a while. So if you are a listener out there and you go to BeckyIvins.com, BeckyIvins.com, and you find a mistake that needs corrected, you call 722-3232, and we will mail you a certificate, and we will mail you a thank you very much for helping us out and proofreading our new website. So I think you're going to like the new website. It's just that it's always a little bit of growing pains anytime you do that, right, Brad?
Exactly.
So Brad Russell with State Farm. Brad, we're with all the rains that we have had, let's talk about flood insurance.
Okay.
So is flood insurance something that's just kind of standard with a homeowner's policy?
No, it's not a standard product with homeowners. You can purchase it as long as the agent is NFIP certified and is signed up as a flood agent.
NFIP is National Flood Insurance Program, NFIP, right?
Right, and it's all ran by FEMA now from the federal government.
Federal Emergency Management Agency or something like that.
You got it right.
Okay.
Fantastic. It is. And it depends on what type of area. There's flood zones throughout every major city, and you know, there's usually a creek somewhere close by, and they have a high potency of having floods occur in that area. If you live in a high-risk area, then you're many times mandated to go ahead and get the flood insurance before you can actually buy the home. They're going to mandate that you have the flood insurance. Other areas that are not high-risk, it's your choice, but, you know, you can get all the data and about the number of flood occurrences that if, like in a neighborhood, if you're going to move into it, you can check that online. You can check with your real estate agent like you, and they can tell you the information. Is this a flood zone, or is it low risk, or is it not a risk at all?
Well, and your mortgage company will run a flood map for you.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they have to do that to get a conforming mortgage.
And we can provide that to customers, too. We can do a flood map as well.
And all you have to do is, I mean, if you're making mortgage loan application, they're going to charge you. It's only $10 mm-hmm. or $11 or $12. It's not much. But it will say what floodplain you're in. And most people say, well, I'm not in a floodplain.
Right.
Well, guess what? You are in a floodplain.
Mm-hmm.
Your floodplain is likely X.
Right.
And X is a non-flood-prone area.
Right.
But The whole earth is a floodplain.
That's right. And we've seen that this past few weeks, haven't we?
Yes, we have. That we've had a very wet year this year. So how do you know if you need flood insurance? Most of the time, your mortgage company is going to tell you.
Absolutely.
And if you don't have a mortgage, you ask your insurance agent.
That's right. You can always come to us, and we can look it up ourselves on a map system and find out if you're at high risk or if you're just risk X, like you say, and they don't have that.
Right. How much does flood insurance cost?
It can be very expensive if you're in a major risk area. But for people that are concerned, that are low risk, and just want to make sure that they're covered and they add that endorsement on, or they add that policy on, it's not an endorsement, I've seen most of them run about $350 for a year. Some of them can go up to $450 a year.
Yeah, and it kind of depends on the price of the house.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Sure.
But, you know, between about $300 and $600, you're going to get flood insurance.
Right.
Most likely.
Absolutely.
And is it going to, what's the deductible on your flood insurance? Is it separate than your deductible on your homeowner's insurance? It would be.
It is. It's a separate deductible.
Because it's a separate policy.
Right. It's a separate policy, and it's run through the government. There's no competition, basically, between whether it's a different provider that State Farm. If we sell through FEMA, and all the pricing is basically pretty close to the same.
Right.
On those policies, because it's by the FEMA. It's regulated.
Well, Brad, I'm fortunate to have you on board, and I appreciate that you would allow my audience to listen and get to know you a little bit better.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
And you're going to be a regular on here.
Okay.
And we still love Ken Witt.
Well, I do too. I still talk to him.
Do you? Yeah. Well, we took him to dinner, a little retirement dinner, a couple weeks ago. We had a good time.
Him and Linda are wonderful people.
Yeah, they are. And they've been really good for our clients for a long time. And we appreciate you guys tuning in. We are going to be here next week with more information. To contact me, dial 722-3232. And if you want to contact Brad Russell with State Farm, it's 947-2812. See you next week with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.